sounds like you've got a lot of competition at all these positions. Yeah. I mean, are you excited about that?
That's a good thing. I mean, Jerry and his staff put together a group of guys that can compete against each other. I think anytime guys know that there's competition and they're being pushed, I think everybody gets better. So that's a good thing.
How have the new guys, you know, the guys that you signed, acclimated over the weeks?
I think pretty good. You know, I kind of watch the interaction of how they are and what they're saying on the sideline, and I think all three of those guys, you know, Damon, Ovi, and Jackrabbit, all have just kind of come in, fit in really well. They've run with it. They haven't been afraid to voice their opinion, which is a good thing. I think the transition for them, you'd have to ask them, I think it's been pretty smooth. It's been good.
Spags, last year it seemed like you were creative at times out of necessity.
Yeah.
It looked today like you were being creative with some people, maybe curiosity or something you actually want to do.
You know, actually, today, there were some things today that we had not gotten in and wanted to get them at the end, so we have some tape on it and we get the training camp and we coach off of it. But, I mean, the statement is probably right. We're trying to create some things last year and create pass rushes and whatnot. Hopefully we won't have to do that as much and get as creative and just let guys play. But I think you're always going to have to mix some of that in. And usually every day I'll visit with Eli and or Ben about what we've done on defense. Is it giving them any trouble? Is it, you know, should we keep it in, should we not? So the feedback that way has been good. At some point we'll cut it down, keep what we think is good, get rid of what we don't think is going to work. But I think it's fun to be creative and keep the offense off balance.
What have they told you when you went up to them this spring?
I'm sorry?
What have they told you when you went up to them this spring?
Well, little things. I'll ask about disguises. Should we keep, you know, trying to disguise? Are we giving something away, leaning this way? And that's the give and take. And they do the same thing. They'll ask on the other side. And I think the open conversation there is always really good. I think the good teams do that.
I'm sure this isn't the right word, but in a way, does it make your job that much easier that you have these kind of players, that you're not patching holes and trying to figure out what can we do? You got guys who you can turn loose a little.
Well, look, I've always said this league is about players, and you know, the more top-notch players you can have, I think the better defense you're going to be. To me, it doesn't matter what scheme you put in, how much scheme you have, and don't players make plays. And we've lived by, you know, production is at the ball. Guys that get to the football will produce. We're looking for guys that can produce. But certainly when the quality of your talent is really good in some spots, you gotta play toward those strengths, and I hope that's what we do.
You worked with Coach Coughlin for a long time. I'm wondering what the biggest managerial differences are with Coach McAdam.
I don't know. It's been smooth. I think Ben has done a great job. I don't have to think deeply about that when I have none of that just come off the top of my head. I mean, some of the things are the same, you know, that we've always done here. I think it's about Giants tradition. And, you know, you can see there's some new wrinkles out there, and that's Ben and his personality and creativity, and that's always good. So I'm not sure I can come up with any big difference.
Can you talk about the Eli Apple, first of all, the progress he's made since he's been here?
Yeah. It's funny how you have to add a last name to that now. Well, you can't just I did that. I was yelling Eli one day, and you know, number 10's looking at me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Eli Apple. It's been pretty good. You know, he's still a rookie, so there's a little bit of a learning curve here. But I will say this: I do see a competitive guy there. I think if you're going to play that position in this league, that's the first thing you got to have. And I think some of the guys around him have gotten confidence. I mean, he's made a lot of plays out here. And he has gone against, you know, he's gone against Odell a couple of times. And I guess the interesting question would be to ask Odell. You know, those guys usually have a better idea of the skills of people they're going against. But we're pleased with his progress right now.
It seemed like you had a pretty good day, especially today.
Eli?
Did you seem to notice that as well?
Yeah, I remember one specifically down here in the red zone. But he's been doing that. He's been competing. And, you know, I tell you, I know we had officials out there today, and I'm not sure they're always throwing the yellow flag. Yeah, and maybe the hold on. But what's interesting for a rookie, especially at that position, is when you get in a real game, you know, the grabbing and tugging, and some of that stuff you're not going to get away with. So I'm always warning them about that. But at this point, I'd rather see him compete and do whatever he has to do to win. I think that's a good
thing. Anything that Janoris is doing that has surprised you at all?
I wouldn't say surprising, but I'm pleasantly reaffirmed that he is a competitive, top-notch guy that doesn't back away from anything. The other thing, he's one of those corners that does have a short memory. You know, if he doesn't make a play on one down, it doesn't affect him the next one. He's going to go out there and he's going to challenge the next guy. I love that about him. And I think that has filtered to the rest of the team because of him, both the rest of the defense.
What rookies in the secondary, what can you say about the progression of Darian Thompson?
Look, he's been working in there with Landon quite a bit. That kind of probably says a lot that he's up there with those guys. I said this before, he's still doing it. He's assertive. He's vocal. He's not afraid to make a mistake. I think the first thing you need to do at that position when we ask you to make calls is not to be afraid of making a mistake and be vocal. If he continues to do that, he'll learn the defense. He's smart enough. And then it's just a matter when you get out there, where is his skill level? And I think we'll find out a lot when we get to those preseason games.
Have you seen him make fewer mistakes?
DT? Mm-hmm. Yeah. As the OTAs and this minicamp have progressed, there's no question they've been – he's one of those guys, and this is a quality of a good football player, is you correct him with one thing, he's usually not going to make that same mistake again.
Between DRC, Janoris, and Eli Apple, do you have a natural slot corner there, or you have to look elsewhere?
Well, we're trying to find that out right now. Now, Trev Wade plays in there as well. We've played a lot of guys in there in the OTAs, and Tim Walton's done a great job, and we decided to do that right from the beginning. And let's find out which guy plays best in there and then go from there, because we know they can all pretty much play outside or have played outside.
I mean, that with the inside, you know, like DRC and Janoris, the veterans, are they reluctant to, you know, to do that?
No, look at both those guys have been, you know, some of that is being done for emergency situations, so they're getting reps right now. But, no, they've been great, all of those guys. And I think they like the challenge of learning something new and playing a different position. So I think it's been new and refreshing for them.
So we haven't seen Jenkins actually playing the side out here. Is that something he's done also this spring?
Yeah, he does it in some of these jog throughs, you know. So he's lined up there. They're all learning it.
But DRC, I mean, we saw him do a bunch of drills. Like he's doing more than Jenkins. Is that fair to say?
I don't know if it's more. Maybe in some of the, well, I'll call them live periods, right? He's probably done more of it. But Janoris is getting the mental reps. You know, at the end of the practices, we've been going kind of that throttle down, jog through, walk through. That's where Janoris gets them.
Why did you covet Olivier so much?
Because all the offensive coaches thought that he was the toughest player to play against last year. I thought that said it all. And then you put on the tape, and he's one of those guys that's got a high motor, and he makes a difference in the football game. Jerry Reese saw the same thing. Ben saw the same thing. Everybody kind of felt the same way when we watched him.
How much of a difference can he make for JPP?
I think anytime you can, you know, let's face it, you ask offensive coaches if there's only one guy on the other side of the ball that scares them, I think it's pretty easy to find a way to take him out of the game, double him, whatever. You got two, it's a little bit more challenging, so hopefully that does help him.
Steve, when we talked about defense last year, we always would say, like, more strength defense, or they gave up X amount of touchdowns and late to lose games. I mean, how confident are you those days are over?
They're done. You know, we're going to be better. We're going to be better because of players. We're going to be better because of better coaching, less mistakes. We're going to be better because it's a second year in the system. And that's what we fully expect to do. Everything that we went through last year is over and done. We're moving on.
What do you like about your linebackers right now?
Well, there's a lot of you said it right from the beginning. There's a lot of competition there, so I think they're all getting better. I mean, that is one, all the defensive spots you find out most when you put the pads on, and that one especially. The guys are going to play downhill. The guys are going to be physical. The guys are going to be, you know, playing with their pads and punch and press. And so there's a little bit further to go there, and that hasn't really ironed itself out as far as who's playing where, who's starting, who's one, who's two. You know, that'll be an interesting battle in the training camp.
Are you gauging the mental thing? You
know, oh, yeah. That's going on right now. And I think all those guys have, even BJ as a young guy, has come light years from OTA number one, or phase whatever, one, two, and three. He's gotten a lot better, so that's encouraging.
Where do you stand the middle linebacker in particular?
Sorry. Let me go here.
What about the Deion kid? You talked about the slot. Have you been impressed by him so far?
Talking about
Deion?
Oh, yeah. Double D?
Yeah.
I was over there working with him today, tackling. Now, he's 155 pounds or whatever, but I reminded him that power is mass times speed. So if he goes really fast, he's just as powerful as he is. Look, he's a joy to work with. He made another big play down in the end zone here today. He's been making plays all year. He loves football. He gets football. He's got what I call football get it. He's really smart. And he competes, so he's got a chance. No question.
How many guys do you have now that have football get it compared to a year ago?
I'm not going to do the comparison thing. I just like the fact that we got enough of those guys that it helps. And the more of those guys you can have, the better.
And how does Snacks help Hankins?
Probably the same what you just said about the two ends, you know, double team and then run game. I think Hank and Damon are going to be guys that people are going to have to be concerned with. We got to try to keep all our real good players healthy, right? Have the backups get better and better. We know it somewhere along the way we're going to have to plug some other guys in because they can't play every play. But the point you're making, I think, is a good one. I think that, that will help Hank a lot.
Two more questions, guys.
Say it again.
Do you think that Snacks' presence will allow Jonathan to maybe be more of a pass rusher?
I don't know that that will change either way. I mean, now Hank is in a few more of the third down or sub packages, so in that regard, he'll find his way on some more pass downs. But in a base defense, I'm not sure that that changes it very much.
In the coaching room, you know, given your experience, how have you found the best way to be useful to a first-time head coach and found the balance of letting him do his own thing and then giving advice, given your experience?
Well, look, he's a boss. He's going to do whatever. But then, I tell you what, one of the traits that Ben has that I really have great respect for is he's the type of person that's willing to come in and ask a question. I mean, that's gold right there. And he's a great listener. He's always got a notepad, and, you know, so if we talk about something, I know he's hearing it because he's writing it down, and I respect that. I think it's great. It's been a good interaction. It's been really good.